This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Robert Gray in Los Angeles. The U.S. Pacific Command confirming that North Korea has fired another missile over Japan. U.S. military officials say it was a KN-17 intermediate-range ballistic missile. The missile flew over Japan before landing in the northern Pacific Ocean. It's the second aggressive test flight in less than a month over the close U.S. ally. It follows North Korea's sixth and most powerful nuclear test. According to South Korean media, the missile traveled 2,300 miles. The U.S. territory Guam, which North Korea has threatened to strike, is only about 2,100 miles from North Korea. The missile test also follows Monday's U.N. decision to level another round of sanctions against North Korea. And following that vote, North Korea pledged to turn the U.S. into ashes and to sink Japan.
Well, it's a pretty powerful threat, you would think, right? And now here it is. I don't know if you saw that that footage, Scott, but, you know, hearing the sound, the alarm, you know, that was playing throughout Japan as this missile, you know, flew overhead, it was quite ominous. Well, I'll tell you, shades and memories of World War II when you saw what happened in London and what was going on, you know, when the alarm would go off. It's quite threatening, and I've got to think Japan's just about had enough of this stuff, not to mention the United States and the United Nations as the pressure continues to be put on, and this is on the heels of added pressure. And, of course, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the other day the latest rounds of sanctions from the United Nations Security Council represents the floor, not the ceiling, of actions that need to be taken against North Korea. So for those doves that are concerned that Donald Trump would be quick to get this country into an unnecessary military action, you know, words like that offer some comfort. Well, you know,
call it what it is. It's terrorism.
Yeah.
I stand by it. I stand by that. Anybody that sides with him is supporting terrorism.
Right. Exactly.
What's his reasoning behind doing this? What's the reason behind doing it? Just because he doesn't like us?
Well,
is that it?
Well, he says he wants to put us to ashes. So when do you accept him for his threat? And, you know, and that's what some people are considering and saying. Of course, those would be defined as the hawks that want to go after this and say enough of this stuff already. And, you know, we don't know what's happening, you know, in the background. We know what's happening at the United Nations. But I got to imagine there's something, you know, from a military angle that's got to be happening here.
Well, how many lives are acceptable to lose before we stop him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If he hits Guam with the nuke, I'm pretty sure that's going to devastate that.
Well, of course.
That island. I'm pretty sure there's nothing left on that island at that point.
Well, and the thing is, I think even China and Russia do not want an all-out nuclear war taking place here. But Kim Jong-un could care less, it would appear.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, then they got to wrangle in your dog.
Yeah. Well, they got to figure out something, but it seems like they can't, because I cannot believe, because what does China have to gain out of this? It's a timing issue. I don't think the time is right, as we've discussed with the experts before, for, you know, China to take over. So not only do we have this situation, of course, what is grabbing the main attention headlines is what has happened in London with an attack there at Parsons Green Station, certainly eyed as a terrorist incident, as one commentator said. You know, to your point, Scott, there's no political correctness when it comes to terror. You know, some, you know, were taken aback because Donald Trump, of course, chimed in. And, you know, he didn't patty cake the idea. He called it for what it is. And, you know, if we don't understand, you know, this country and this world does not understand that terror is running rampant, then we're going to end up paying a big price. In this particular case, very fortunate that it didn't explode. It did cause some problems, but it doesn't look like there's any deaths being reported here right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We're with you. Bill Martinez here in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. And to this end, Megan Bart joins us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much.
Always good to have you here with us, and I'll tell you, you know, of course, we had several topics to talk about, and then, of course, we have breaking news. Kim Jong-un, he's back. He's at it again. Second missile over Japan. I got to imagine the people in Japan, when they start hearing the alerts going off and the sirens, they've about had their fill with this guy.
Oh, I think we've all had our fill with this guy. It is getting to the point of no return. We need to get China more engaged. Japan is already engaged. South Korea is now asking for nuclear missile technology and nuclear missiles. And so this is getting to a point, as Donald Trump said, whereby he does not believe that sanctions are going to be enough.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he said that publicly. That is a direct threat to Kim Jong-un, and he does not seem to care. But when you have a country that really doesn't have an export, what does North Korea really provide to the world except continued terror? Mm-hmm. Half of their population is in basic gulags. They are in North Korean torture prisons. And the other half have been convinced to believe through propaganda that their leader was sent from outer space. And so, you know, we have to take not only a step back, but we have to look at really what are our options, and there aren't many. I wish for the time prior to the Frank Church Commission that we had our black ops and our CIA that could go in there and remove the leader in a variety of beats.
And that could possibly still be in play, Megan. You know, they're rather quiet to that end, but I got to imagine some things are being set up here. I kind of like the way this is being positioned between Tillerson and President Trump. Trump is certainly always perceived as the bad guy, so that's the role he's in. So play the bad guy. And Tillerson offers some sobriety in saying what the United Nations did in terms of these sanctions, because they are, you know, ratcheting up the screws a bit. But he was quick to say, hey, that's not the ceiling. It's the floor. We've got, you know, things to do yet. So for those that are concerned that Trump's going to be quick to, you know, get the nuclear codes out, you know, Tillerson is offering some balance here, but clearly something has to be done, you know, very emphatically and dramatically, that even, you know, draws China in more aggressively to say, look, we're too close to the line here now. We've got to really get serious about this, because which isn't to say that they're not, but I agree with you. I think that there's more that they could do.
Yeah, absolutely. The politics of appeasement is over. This is no longer the Barack Obama administration where they say strong words and then they look the other way. When you are dealing with a threat, you don't negotiate with a threat, you eliminate the threat.
Mm-hmm.
And so this threat needs to be eliminated in one way or the other, and by which country will remain to be seen. But I am encouraged that we do have a commander-in-chief now who actually listens to his generals, and I would not be on the wrong side of Mad Dog Mattis.
No, without a doubt. I'm right with you on this. And, of course, this morning we hear about additional terror in London. And, of course, they were quick to jump. I mean, it is amazing. You know, I'm really kind of sick about hearing, you know, all these attacks on our president, Megan. And, you know, come on. It's like, come on. You know, the guy can't say anything. And, you know, it's like, well, and thank God, you know, we didn't hear any more about Melania's shoes. She was wearing tennis shoes yesterday, so that was good. So we didn't have any blowback on that. But, of course, the president commented quickly, says, you know, the U.S. must get nasty to fight terror, and he urges a tougher travel ban. Well, of course, all the antagonists are jumping in, and along with the mainstream media, you know, how dare you and stuff. It's like, well, wait a minute. Talk to Main Street America, see what they're saying. They see what's happening in London and in other parts of the world, and seeing what these open borders are opening themselves up to. And, you know, we don't need bombs being detonated at, you know, our amusement events or, you know, train stations and the like.
Well, and this is a direct result of the open borders policy that the UK had instituted years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It has basically metamorphosized, or metastasized rather, into a jihadi network in the UK, whereby there are 23,000 jihadis, known jihadis, mm-hmm. walking around in the UK. Now, the question is obvious. If you know that there are 23,000 jihadis, and you know them by name, why the hell are you watching them? Why are you deporting them?
Well, what, you're just having them over for tea?
Well, obviously, they seem to just walk around unabated, unchecked. And Donald Trump's tweet this morning was very interesting because I was watching Fox News as the story was developing quite early this morning. And he said that the attackers were known to police. That's what I don't understand. If you know that you have jihadis walking around town, why are you allowing them to walk?
Yeah, I mean,
round them up and ship them out.
Exactly. And this doesn't make sense. But again, you know, Scott and I were talking about this earlier, Megan, is that, and one of the commentators that you probably saw on Fox, I think his statement was, there's no room for political correctness when it comes to terror. And, you know, this is what's happening in the dialogue here, not only there in Europe, but it's starting to spread here in America as well. This is very dangerous. And this is why Main Street so connects with this president, because he's not going to patty cake this thing around. It is what it is. And the thing, you know, that we have to deal with, unfortunately, are activist judges and others that don't see it this way. And it is beyond me, because I think this is so academic.
Well, it is academic, but the altar of diversity and multiculturalism is the progressive altar, which has plenty of bloodshed. And when you look at demographics in any country that approaches a 10% Muslim population, you have an increase and a much larger risk of terror attacks. And
right.
That's what we're seeing.
Well, and all the political correct, you know, sensitive individuals and the progressive movement that would want to accommodate and leave open and take exception and try to refute these facts, I think it puts them in a very difficult position to refute the facts, because the facts, you know, speak very clearly, don't they?
Well, they do, but not if you're a progressive, because diversity and multiculturalism trumps sovereignty and security.
Yeah, it accommodates that, but you tell me where in any security aspect of our country where that is in any oath of office, including the President of the United States, our elected officials, and our soldiers in the military. They don't take a patty cake kind of vow towards national security, do they?
No, they don't, and they will actually over in the UK go after people who speak out against Islam instead of the 23,000 jihadists that are walking around.
Yeah, go figure. That's why they keep walking around, and we'll see you at high tea. Why not? 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now, more from Megan Barth on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
I went from, I think, 26 points ahead to 13 points ahead. And I needed about 18 points in order to be sure I could win Pennsylvania. But for that Comey letter, she would have won. So it was very personal to me. I think my general election prospects were so badly damaged because of that, that even though I was starting to come back, it was not enough time to overcome it. But even though that was the primary blow to my campaign at the very end, it has to be looked at in context with the Russians weaponizing information, negative stories about me, this whole WikiLeaks beginning to leak in early October of John Podesta's emails, which if you've read them all, they're pretty anodyne, but they were taken out of context. The stories were made up about them. We now know Facebook was taking money from Russian companies to run negative stories about me. If you look at all of this, yes, it affected me and my campaign. But I am more concerned now going forward that we haven't come to grips with what it means for future elections. I would also add that the voter suppression that we now know had been in the works and really put into effect in a lot of states like Wisconsin, North Carolina, etc., played a role. And then let's not forget sexism and misogyny, which are endemic to our society, and certainly, as I write in my chapter called On Being a Woman in Politics, have to be factored in as well.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, Megan Barth, this is so painful to watch her, and the media still gives her place. Of course, we're giving her place, too, but it's just, it's like, how much more can we deal with, you know, on this whole situation, her apology tour that just will not end. It's like, where's the vaudevillian hook that comes out and just takes her off the stage? It's like, enough already. I mean, the game is over, you lost, and you still want to, you know, you still want to hang in there, and it's just painful.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it an apology tour. I would call it a victim tour. I mean, she continually plays the victim, yet she believes that she's a feminist. She's strong enough to lead the greatest country. I mean, if you're that weak and that bitter, those two qualities don't make a great leader. Mm-hmm. I've never worked for anybody that was weak and played the victim. And so it's interesting when she lists, you know, the 100 or so people and things that caused her supposed loss after spending $1.2 billion on a failed campaign, that she never blames herself, never once, mm-hmm. because once she blames herself, she has to have an ounce of accountability, and she didn't blame climate change. Now, I thought that climate change should be on the top, considering that when she was Secretary of State and Barack Obama was president, they were telling us that climate change was the cause of terrorism.
Number one issue on the planet was climate change, right? In the midst of all the threats in North Korea and Iran and all this other stuff, but that's the most important thing. Yeah, this is pathetic. And you know, and she talks about voter suppression, and they talk about Donald Trump being a white supremacist, of course, which got an ESPN anchor in a lot of trouble, but this is the echo chamber. This is what they're saying out there. And I go, you know, and what flashed to my mind is going, you know, kind of odd. I didn't see anybody in a white robe, or, you know, obvious skinheads or white supremacists outside of polling stations. Did you?
No, but I remember seeing Black Panthers outside.
Oh, yeah, but
Philadelphia.
No harm, no foul, though, right?
Holder.
No harm, no foul there. Eric Holder gave him a pass and said, hey, that's, you know, I guess the people aren't interested in upholding the law there.
No, lawlessness is a tool of progressives.
Yeah,
they operate in lawlessness and they operate in chaos, and they do so in order to divide this country. And Jamil, I don't remember her last name, the ESPN racist anchor.
She didn't
suffer any consequences, and she came out on another Twitter rampage and said that she wasn't sorry.
Right. Well, and that's fine, you know, but that's up to ESPN and see what happens with their ratings as what's happening with the NFL and others. That look at Main Street America is fed up with all this politicization. You know, ESPN is about sports. That when it starts getting into this arena, it's just like even the other night, you know, Megan, you had all these celebrities, Stevie Wonder and Jennifer Lawrence, just a list of celebs. God bless them. I mean, you know, they raised $41 million for hurricane victims. Now, I'm curious to see how much of that money actually goes, you know, to the victims in Texas and Florida, because it's interesting with celebrities. Whenever they do fundraisers, a lot of that money gets diverted somehow, becomes, you know, the majority of that money ends up going to deal with administrative costs. I mean, they're worse than the Red Cross in terms of donated money and how that's appropriated. But, you know, it's like people are tired of that stuff. They just want, look at, you know, we want you to sing. We pay a ticket, you know, to come and watch you. In your politics, you're just, it's adding to the divisiveness and the separation, division of this country. And we want to be able to come together. And at every turn, you know, with sports, if it's somebody that cannot have the respect, you know, and the honor to stand up and honor the American flag and our national anthem, and you want to do it at a football game, well, then look at, you're losing audience. It costs you a lot of money. Look at the opening week of the NFL. If that doesn't tell you that they're on the wrong track, I don't, you know, then, you know, it's like Ron White says, you can't fix stupid, can you?
Well, Michael Jordan said a while back, yeah, when he was playing, that Republicans buy Nikes too.
Yes.
And so as we see the politicization of the entertainment industry, and sports is the entertainment industry, people that want to be entertained are going to turn it off and look elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew the NFL was on a slippery slope when they started making the whole month of October pink. Everybody's wearing pink and there's pink ribbons.
Right.
You know, we need to take politics out of sports. That is no place for politics to be. It is a form of entertainment. It's a place where people just want to go and relax and not be continually inundated with the negative nabobs, or the nabobs of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you look, I mean, the progressives are just a miserable lot. They want, right, everyone to be just as miserable and angry and ugly on the inside as they are.
Well, and look what happened. Look what it cost them up in Berkeley. You know, I was just reading the headline here, $600,000 to protect, you know, poor Ben Shapiro. I mean, a little Jewish guy, and, you know, and he just is self-deprecating about what a threat he is. And just amazing. He's spoken on the campus before in that big venue, 2,000 seats now, because they were afraid that some people would come in and they would unhook the seats or whatever. So they cut the venue in half to 1,000, and they sold 1,000 seats in 40 minutes. You know, and here it is, you know, Berkeley unhinged one more time, but $600,000, and who's going to pay that bill?
Well, the California taxpayers are on the hook for more.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, because they're so wealthy right now, aren't they? Don't they have just an excess of budget there? Jerry Brown just keeps putting out this money. I mean, he's spending like a drunken sailor, and no offense to drunken sailors, but, you know.
Yeah, California has the highest poverty rate right now at 20.4%. Their budget is $171 billion, and $30 billion of that goes to spend on illegal aliens and all the free stuff that Jerry promises.
Mm-hmm.
But Berkeley had $600,000 to protect 1,001 person, and they even built a wall around the venue. So I guess walls work. This is the dichotomy and the double standard that the progressives refuse to face. It's the reality as they wade in their negative utopia.
Exactly.
And bankrupt utopia.
Well, Megan, as you write about, too, remind everybody, go to ReaganBabe.com. You got the article up there. Governor Jerry Brown, he sells sanctuary. It will be official now, right? California will vote. Is it today? Today.
I believe it's today.
Yeah, today, to become a sanctuary state. And don't even put odds on it. It's done.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. It's going to pass. Amazing. Good article there. Recommend that you check out Megan's website, ReaganBabe.com, for everything you need to know. Megan, it's always great to have you with us. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, Bill. Thanks so much.
You got it. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications. You can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds. Save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Live.
It's way like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, I don't blame you for being disconcerted. You know, on the surface here, we see this subway bomb hurting 22 in the latest terror attack to hit the United Kingdom. North Korea fires missiles in defiance of UN sanctions. And, of course, that missile again went screaming overhead over Japan. Rex Tillerson said, you know, as a warning and kind of an announcement, not only to North Korea, you know, you think you're upset with the sanctions now. Let me tell you, these sanctions only represent the floor, not the ceiling. There's more to go. And meanwhile, you have Donald Trump saying we need to get serious about it. And I would say Donald Trump, and along with many millions of people who are backing him up and saying, wait a minute, you've got this knucklehead, you know, from the Hermit Kingdom, this absolute unhinged leader of this country, putting millions of people at risk here, their very lives. But what does he care? Somehow he descended from some other planet or whatever, and he's all in control here, putting everybody at risk. So, you know, what grander scheme is he going to? Putting the entire world at risk here. But people are saying, look at, he's telling you he's going to wipe you off the face of the earth in much the same way that you've got the Palestinians and others, you know, with the same sentiment towards Israel. And I guess maybe Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu is saying, well, does the United States, are they starting to get it a bit with these threats? And when do you just think, well, the guy's just totally insane, and so we're not going to give him any place, or are we just going to wait until it's too late? And that, you know, that bomb that was supposed to go overhead didn't quite make it. It ran out of gas, and we got unintended consequences here. So, you know, he continues to run that risk. But the point is you've got all this, you know, all this wackiness, and you got Berkeley, and you got California becoming a sanctuary state now, all this stuff. And it's easy to get caught up and think, where's God? You know, what is happening here? Anne Graham Lotz, I wrote a defining column the other day about this, that and reminded us of a story in the Bible with Elijah, and when Elijah wanted to know where God was, and God put him in the cleft of the mountain, and he heard wind, the wind passed by, and, you know, didn't hear God there. And it was in the fires, and, you know, God wasn't in the fires, and an earthquake, and it wasn't in the earthquake. But then he heard a still small voice, and that was the voice of God. And if you have ears to hear and not get caught up, because it's easy for people of faith, they like anybody, to get caught up in these things and think, my goodness, what is going on here? But if you do not have a moment to calm down, I want to bring in our next guest, Dr. David Cole, Doctor of Ministry and American Culture Enthusiast, author of What the Church Can Learn from Harley Davidson. Dr. Cole, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Very well, Bill.
Hey, thanks for coming on with us. As I was just expressing to our audience here as we were getting connected, that it's easy to get caught up in all these things that are happening in our culture today. But if we're not going to pause and listen for the still small voice, we're going to be wiggy like everybody else, aren't we? We're having a hard time. Okay. Do we have a bad connection here, Scott? Because I'm having a hard time hearing Dr. Cole. We got the Montana connection, do we? Okay, Dr. Cole, we're going to do the best we can to hold on to this, but if we can't, then we may have to just do this another time. Let's go ahead. Do you have a comment on this? Okay. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen. And with Dr. Cole, we had a topic that we wanted to address, you know, for Democrats, no Catholic guilt. And this was relevant to Dianne Feinstein's anti-Catholic bigotry blasting, was blasted by a Notre Dame president. Of course, what happened during the confirmation hearing for a Roman Catholic woman up for a federal appellate court judgeship in Indiana, Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, soon to be a fully, you know, sanctuary state now, told the Catholic nominee this: when you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you, and that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country. You know, there's such a grave disconnect in what it is that she had to say. And what Dianne Feinstein ignores from history was who led the way for, if not all the fights, then many of the fights. We're talking about the life-changing and the character-building fights that hold this country together. The fights that, you know, that you can connect with our U.S. Constitution, our Judeo-Christian heritage. It has been people of faith. It has been a biblical worldview from George Washington only up until recently, when Barack Obama announced to the world that we're no longer a Christian nation. And more since that announcement, America has become a post-Christian nation. And we hear statements from Dianne Feinstein like this, like, you know, people of faith are no longer wanted in government. If you hear her out, they're being marginalized. And of course, this is no big surprise. But remember what happened with the Gallup poll here. What was it last year? And what came out of that poll, which I thought was, you know, quite, you know, extraordinary and interesting, and that is that secular America was saying, in essence, you know, where are the people of faith? Where are the Christians? Well, they are where you put them, in the back of the bus. And you told them, sit in the back of the bus and don't even bother to put your seatbelt on. Just sit back there and shut up. Don't say anything. And now, when you need them, you're saying, where are they? Well, I think you got a little bit of idea where they were, especially as evidenced by the election of one Donald Trump. And without people of faith, Donald Trump would not have been elected. And so this is what's happening, and this is what's going on with our country, is that we are at this tipping point that we've been at for quite a while, which Franklin Graham has addressed, and others, and other people of faith, even other observers of culture, have said that we are post-Christian, and that we have let go of those principles. Bruce Thatcher, in his study, his latest book called Rise, you know, he studies these four empires and what happens consistent. And it's kind of this cycle that all countries fall into, all nations and empires fall into, is they begin to let go of the very founding principles that were critical to their finding and that were critical to their initial success. And somehow along the way, somebody has this incredible idea that it would be better their way. They didn't do it. They weren't there from the beginning. But somehow, in their wisdom, as extraordinary as it is, and as much as, I guess, the rest of their empire, you know, had need for it, because they came in with this great idea that, this is the way it's supposed to be. So you need to abandon all these core values because it's going to be better. And what happens in every case that this is done, the empire crumbles and it goes into chaos until somebody is able to bring it back to order. In some cases, it didn't happen. There is no order returned. And this is the big risk that we run and are running into here in this country. You know, as Megan Barr said earlier, it really is upside down. You know, that which is good is evil. Evil is now good. It's just crazy. And of course, no big surprise here, because the Bible warned us, said, woe unto that day when that happens. Well, here we are. We're in the middle of the woe time. That is the season that we find ourselves right now in the United States of America.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
The whole crazy world is just too frustrating at you. Tell me over and over and over again, my friend. I don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tell me.
You know, the wisest man ever, God said, Solomon himself, said there's nothing new under the sun. And here we are cycling back and looking back to the songs of the 60s and wondering if we're not on the eve of destruction. And to this point and this consideration, you know, a lot of kids don't realize that they can legally bring their Bible to their public school. Are you aware of that? I mean, with all this separation of church and state and all this stuff and fuss and everything that's been going on, the inclination and the interpretation might be that kids aren't allowed to bring their Bible to school, but that's not the case. And Candy Cushman is here with us with Focus on the Family, education analyst and director of the Day to Bring Your Bible to School Day initiative. Candy, always good to have you with us. So keep us out of trouble here. And, you know, let's talk about what's going to happen with Bring Your Bible to School Day, what it's all about.
Yeah, it's great to be with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we keep hearing about how prayer and the Bible's been taken out of public schools. But the really cool thing is that thousands of students are going to bring those things back in on this day, October 5th, Thursday, October 5th, for Bring Your Bible to School Day. Now, of course, like you were saying, they have the right to do these things, to bring their Bible and talk about it with friends, you know, as long as they're respecting classroom time. But they have the right and have had that right for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just an event to celebrate that right, to remind them that they have that and let them know they can do that all year long.
Well, you know, we were talking earlier, Candy, this was, you know, we're talking school level here with Bring Your Bible to School Day, but even adults are, you know, saying with all the craziness that's going around our world, I mean, we've got another missile fired off by North Korea, a bomb blast in the United Kingdom. We've got one of the college campuses known for free speech spending $600 million to protect you know, a little Jewish guy, you know, talking about conservative values. I mean, it's absolutely become unhinged, and it's easy to get caught up in that stuff. But God has something to say very specifically about this chaos, doesn't he?
He does. And I do think in a way that our public schools, unfortunately, mirror some of the chaos that's going on in our society. Mm-hmm. Just as you were talking, I was thinking about that. I've seen two recent reports come out about that attacks on religious freedom are increasing in our country. Just the last couple of weeks, we've seen these crazy stories with a teacher in Indiana telling kids they can't say God or Jesus, they can't say those words in her class, which was corrected, by the way, because that wasn't correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a music teacher trying to teach music history and getting trouble for playing the Hallelujah chorus. So,
yeah.
just these mistaken or overt efforts to erase the Judeo-Christian history from our history.
Exactly.
But the redemptive thing about it is that, you know, there are a whole lot of people bringing up their kids in a way that they understand that history, where God has done something in their lives, and they are taking that light into the public schools and using the free speech rights that we still have in this country that are still protected by the Constitution. And last year we had 356,000 kids do this, and this year we're expecting 500,000. So I hope that encourages people, even in all this chaos that we're looking at.
Well, and I'm glad you said this, because this is important, is people need to be encouraged. What they're seeing is some of the lunatic fringe. This is the extreme right and left that they're seeing. And this is not, let's say this isn't mainstream, okay? Yes, it's having an effect on it. I mean, to the point that even, this week we've got a senator, Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat out of California, telling a Catholic nominee for a federal appellate court judgeship that she was concerned because when she read her speeches, the conclusion she says one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. Wouldn't we hope that to be the case? You know, I would say that's like, well, Senator, if you don't drop your mic, I'm going to drop your mic for you and walk out, you know, because, you know, hallelujah. Let's hear the chorus, you know, that the dogma would live within me. And when you look historically on everything that is America, who led the way but people of faith from the founding of this country to this very day, even though, after former President Obama had made the announcement to the world that America is a post-Christian, country, that we're no longer a Christian country. And I'm not sure exactly when that specific date happened, but it definitely was sealed on that very announcement in the minds of many Americans, and I say at a grave price. So thank God that there are kids that are willing in faith to come to school, bring their Bible, and understand that really of all the things that they would want to know and need to know for, you know, their life and their success, it is right there in the Word of God, not from some politician.
That's right. And I think the reason that this has caught fire so quickly, because we were actually surprised how fast it took off. In 2014, we started sponsoring this event, and there were about 8,000 students participating. And then just within 2 years, it just went crazy up to the 356,000 level. And I think one reason we saw such a powerful response is because kids wanted a way to acknowledge that this is a core part of who they are. This is a cherished part of my identity. You know, we hear all this talk about identity all the time, but faith is a key part of that and should not be silenced any more than any other part of your identity. And so I think it was just a positive, celebratory thing that they, you know, they resonated with that. I don't have to be ashamed of this part of who I am. I can be open about it, and there are thousands of other kids doing this with me on the same day. So I think that's one reason it took off so quickly.
Well, it's an encouragement to their peers, but lest they forget, it really is an encouragement for the adults as well, Candy, as you know. I mean, the rippling effect, when you see these kids who get it. And it's not a Kardashian moment. It's not about being cool, because in order for them to bring their Bible to school, they have to step out of the norms of the culture of today.
That's right. And if anybody wants some encouragement in that, we've got the most incredible videos of these kids telling their own stories, you know, on bringyourbible.org. You can just watch these kids tell their own stories. But they talk about how they were kind of nervous. Is someone going to get after me for having my Bible showing publicly? Mm-hmm. Because before this event, a lot of them have told us that they were kind of getting that message. Like if they just walked in the hallway with their Bible, a lot of times they would have a school official say, well, are you sure you're supposed to have that? Or maybe you should put that in your locker. And there was just kind of this subtle or maybe not so subtle kind of environment of, yeah, you need to hide that part of who you are. And you might offend someone with that. But with this, you know, once they stepped out boldly, I would say they're the Esthers and Daniels of our day.
Mm-hmm.
They realized that they actually did have decades of court precedents backing that. So when they're doing that, even when they've been challenged and they've actually shown our information that explains their rights, you know, that's pretty much it. The teachers or school officials have been like, yeah, okay, yeah, you have that right to do that, you know.
Right. Well, and it's important that they understand their right, Candy. You're exactly correct in stating that they have every right to do this, number one. And number two, more importantly, is the story that they have because of the Bible that they're carrying that gives them this kind of boldness that puts them on the side of God that is speaking to a culture that's going to hell in a handbasket. And, you know, how many other lives have been changed? I mean, to go from 8,000 to 300,000 to, you know, 500,000 kids across the country. I mean, if it wasn't resonating, if it wasn't meaningful, it would just go by the wayside. But something dramatic is happening here, and the kids are getting it. And I want to be a voice of encouragement to them and to their parents, and also, you know, thank them for their courage. Because, you know, we all need to come together and support, you know, bringing your Bible to school, this initiative that is going to take place on Thursday, October the 5th. And beyond that, because we are the living Word of God, aren't we?
That's right. And, you know, I'm thinking of a student, Letty, 13 years old in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
She found out about it, and it was the first time she realized that she could actually bring her Bible to school and talk about it with friends during free time.
Mm-hmm.
And it just started this whole, she sent us feedback. She sent us an email, and she said it really started kind of a little revival in our school. Kids were even checking the Bible out of the library if they didn't have one. And they ended up starting a club as a result of this event that meets after school. And they talk about the Bible. And one of her friends has become a Christian after the discussions they had in the club. And so I really think they are seeing, you know, just the light increasing in what a lot of times is a darker environment where you have a lot of hopelessness with the bullying. Kids struggling with serious things like suicidal thoughts, and so they're able to share light and the fact that just a basic message, God loves you, with their friends using their own initiative and their own creativity. So it's pretty awesome to see the stories that are coming out of that.
Well, it's awesome, the example that they are displaying to the rest of America. Bring your Bible to school day initiative. Again, remind everybody where they can go for more information. And this will take place on Thursday, October the 5th. So we're going to be praying for these kids and, you know, for the parents and for the schools. When you bring something like the powerful Word of God to a venue, things can change pretty quick, can't they?
You're so right.
Yeah.
That's bringyourbible.org, bringyourbible.org. And just as a way of encouraging participants, everyone that signs up when they go to bringyourbible.org is automatically...
There's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You've heard